Ever wonder what it takes to march the 5.5 miles of the Tournament of Roses Parade? Every year, 22 bands prepare to march on New Year's Day. Band directors, students, musicians, parents, and volunteers all take part of the journey. This year, for the 124th Rose Parade, bands from Korea, Mexico, Japan, El Salvador, China, and all over the United States will be taking part in the historic event. But like any journey, it's not all about the actual finish line. It's about the process and dedication that makes the Rose Parade so special. I spoke with Jonathan Kent, the Pasadena City College Tournament of Roses Honor Band drum major, whose performance will be his fourth and last appearance in the parade. Although at times rehearsing takes away personal time from the band members, Kent has seen the process as all worthwhile.
It's a lot of fun, just a lot of work. We have practices every day since we've gotten out of school. Usually from like noon to 5 or 9 to 3. I'm going to miss it, and I plan to still be involved with different bands by helping out and whatnot, but this is my last time performing with a marching band.
The honor band starts practice at 4 a.m. once school is out of session. To prepare for the parade, they march around Dodger Stadium and the Santa Anita racetrack. That's one thing Carlos Gonzalez, the clarinet section leader, won't be missing.
Oh, Dodger Stadium. Everybody who's ever marched knows Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium is a great place to learn how to march. You know, it's uphill. It goes uphill in a 45-degree angle almost, and it's a great experience. 2.5 miles.
But being student leaders is more than marching the streets. For Kent and Gonzalez, it's about preparing the group to perform for the cheering crowds on Colorado Boulevard, whether that be by answering questions or helping a fellow bandmate out. Lindsay Moe, a trumpet player in the Sioux Falls Lincoln Patriot Marching Band, says the band has been practicing so many hours in the South Dakota weather. Before they left home and started their 1,600-mile trek, it was 15 below zero. She's missed out on spending time with friends and her weekends. But in the end, it's all worth it for her, knowing that she'll be part of history.
It's been really fun, but we've had lots of practices, but it's going to be all worth it.
It's the first time the Lincoln Patriot Band will march in the Rose Parade. It's also the first time in Rose Parade history that two bands from Latin America will be participating in the same parade. Efforts to involve international Latin bands started 5 years ago. Eliasar Hernandez, a Rose Parade volunteer, helped to recruit Latin American bands by doing outreach with youth. He's seen the difference it's made for the children.
One little story where a young man received a clarinet in Venezuela and says, "Oh, this is beautiful. This is better than having a gun in my hand to have a clarinet." So it's more serious over there because the parents are trying to say, "Well, as a diversion to take up a music and interest, just to keep them off the streets."
And future bands also came down this year to get a feel for the parade. I met with a Panamanian band who will be marching next year and spoke with their representative, Jairo Landel, who started fundraising back in October.
They're coming here to see how it is run, how it is being implemented, so next year they will know what to expect. So what a great honor to represent Latin America and our country, Panama.
And it truly is an honor for all the award-winning bands this season and for those to come. For Lancer Radio, I'm Xochitl Barajas.